Blackstone Audio presents Fool Me Twice. Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed by Aaron Klein and Brenda J. Elliott. This book is read by Mike Chamberlain. Introduction. American voters have often heard a presidential election called the most important election of your lifetime. And surely the failure to defeat Barack Hussein Obama in November 2012 would be momentous. It would mean a continuation of his relentless expansion of federal government power, more explosive increases in his crushing multi-trillion-dollar intergenerational debt, a weak foreign policy coupled with his evisceration of America's military, and the likelihood that more Obama-appointed Supreme Court justices would assure a left-leaning majority on America's top court for at least a generation. But these trends, insidious as they are, do not capture the real meaning of a second Obama term. These conventional concerns, which would normally be at least partly reversible under some future change in administration, do not encompass what is truly at stake for America in 2012. That risk is the progressive socialist takeover of our country, the fundamental transformation of the United States of America that Obama proclaimed just 5 days before the general election in 2008. The danger is that 2012 may not only be the most important election of our lifetimes, but that it will be the last chance we have to save liberty as Americans have known it since 1776. The progressive socialists normally operate, to borrow a Fabian socialist term, by stealth. But Obama himself accidentally revealed his duplicitous program in a now notorious open microphone incident with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Americans were momentarily stunned to hear the two in private conversation on the sidelines of a March 26, 2012 nuclear security summit in Seoul, South Korea. Obama: on all these issues, but particularly missile defense, this can be solved, but it's important for him to give me space. Medvedev: yeah, I understand. I understand your message about space. Space for you. Obama: this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. Medvedev: I understand. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. These deceitful remarks do not simply betray Obama's willingness to compromise American security interests. As we expose in this book's chapter on defense policy, a second Obama term would go far beyond caving in to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?